Hello.
Hello, good morning. My name is Tony Collin from Opinion Research, and we're conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Ector County. Okay, are you a registered voter in Ector County now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right, just application purpose of the survey, generally speaking, do you think things in Ector County are in the right track or things are on the wrong track, in your opinion?
No, the taxes are way too high. Property tax is killing us.
Okay, so be wrong track?
Yep.
Or right track? Wrong track.
Wrong track.
Okay. All right, man. And what is the most important issue facing Ector County?
The taxes.
Okay, so high taxes and government spending, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, and now how would you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
It all depends on what company you work for. I mean, I'm doing okay.
Yes, that's what
so,
you want to know.
I mean, I'd say fair. Yeah, I'd say fair.
Okay. All right. Okay, ma'am, 5 years from now, do you think the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as today?
I can only hope for better.
Okay, better. All right. All right, man. How concerned are you about the security and future of your, you know, own job, the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
It all depends if we get another Democrat in. Then I'll be concerned.
Okay,
if we get
but
another Republican,
right now,
I'm not concerned.
But as for right now,
right,
how do you feel?
Right now, I'm concerned.
Okay, so somewhat concerned or very concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned, okay. All right, ma'am, and I'm going to read you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community, okay? Please tell me, how would you rate each in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor, okay? The availability of culture opportunities such as theater, museums, and music. Would you say that's excellent, good, fair, or poor in Ector County?
Poor.
Okay, what about public transportation?
I can answer that because I live like in Gardendale. So,
I mean, no problem.
There's no public transportation down there, so.
Okay, what about welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity and culture? What would you say that's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I think it could be better. I mean, we're all God's children. We all need to get along, so.
So would that be fair or poor or good?
I'd say fair.
Fair. Okay, what about quality of the of public schools?
Can't answer that question either. All my kids are grown up.
Okay.
I don't have no family here.
Okay, what about offering job opportunities in your field?
I think that is excellent. I think if you don't have a job, you don't want to work because
okay.
There's plenty of jobs out there.
Okay. What about public safety and low crime?
I live in a very low crime area. I know Odessa is higher than Midland, but we have very low crime in Gardendale.
So be excellent or just good?
Well, from what I hear on the news feed, I think it's poor.
Poor. Okay. What about having a vibrant nightlife, you know, with clubs, bars, restaurants, entertainment?
Can't answer that. All I do is work and sleep.
Okay. What about effective leadership from elected officials?
What was the question?
Effective leadership from elected officials. Would that be excellent, good, fair, or poor in Ector County?
I'd say fair.
Fair? Okay. A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth.
Fair.
Fair. Okay, what about the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Like I said, I can't answer that. I mean,
okay.
I don't have little kids. I mean,
Okay. What about natural beauty and physical setting?
Well, it's a dust bowl down here. I mean, it could be spruced up.
Would you say it's good or just fair or poor?
I'd say poor.
Poor. Okay, what about availability of quality health care?
Good.
That's good. Okay, availability of affordable housing?
Poor.
Poor. And being able to get from one place to a place with a little traffic?
I don't know. Find me a route, because there is none.
There's
everywhere
none.
You go is crowded.
So it'd be poor?
It's poor.
Or
yeah.
Poor. Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And now please rate Ector County as a place to live with, you know, for the following types of people. People living below the poverty line. Would you be excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I really can't answer that.
Okay, what about racial and ethnic minorities?
I really can't answer that either.
Okay, people like you. Would it be excellent, good, fair, or poor?
It's good. I mean,
it's good.
I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, okay, what about for retirees?
Don't know that answer either. I don't have...
Okay. What about young single people?
I think if they're hardworking, it could be good for them. But if they just come here to live, you know, I mean, it could be poor. But the cost of living around here is way too high.
Okay. What about immigrants from other countries?
Legal or illegal?
I think they're talking about legal ones, you know, immigrants, just immigrants.
Immigrants are fine. I just wish that the illegal ones coming over would go through the process.
Right. Okay. So for the legal ones, what do you think would be excellent, good, fair, or poor for them?
I'd say fair.
Okay, fair. What about recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
Good.
Good. Families with children.
I'd say fair.
Fair. Okay. And entrepreneurs.
Okay, go ahead.
And people starting new businesses.
Good.
That'd be good. Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And how would you rate, you know, the overall quality of life in Ector County? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I'd say good.
Good. Okay. All right, and over the next 5 years, do you think the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Again, that is like a political question for me, so.
Okay.
If a Republican gets in office, it will definitely get better. But if we get another Democrat, it's definitely going to get worse.
Okay. Which one would you say right now? I mean, like your opinion right
fair.
Now would be improve or same or deteriorate?
Same. Let's go same.
Okay. Same. Okay. All right. Economic development generates investment, you know, wealth, tax based on jobs from which many communities' benefits are created. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Would you say very familiar, somewhat, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Not too familiar, okay. All right, and how confident are you in the vision, you know, plans and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat.
Somewhat confident, okay. All right, ma'am, community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Are very familiar, somewhat, not too familiar, or not
somewhat familiar?
Somewhat familiar. Okay.
And how many more questions do I have?
With this survey? We're almost done, ma'am. Towards the end, okay? And how confident are you with the vision of plans and leadership of community development in Ector County? Would you say very confident, somewhat, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat confident.
Somewhat confident. All right. Thank you. All right. And how likely are you, you know, or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Would that be very likely, somewhat likely, not too likely, or not at all likely?
To move into Ector County or out of Ector County?
Move from Ector County to, you know, in the next 5 years.
Unlikely.
Unlikely.
I mean,
so
no,
be
yeah.
Not at all likely.
Not at all likely.
Not at all likely. Okay. All right, ma'am. The last few questions are about you and your household. Just a few questions. What is the highest level of education that you have completed?
College.
So college graduate, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and in terms of political party identification, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Republican. Okay. And, okay, and just what is your age? Are you 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
50 to 64.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and do you have a school-age child living in your household, yes or no?
No.
No children, okay. All right. Okay, and which of the following describes your race or ethnicity? Would you say you're white or Anglo, black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, or Asian, or other?
I'd prefer not to answer that question.
Okay, no problem. We'll move to the next one. Okay, is anyone in the house employee in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Yes, both me and my husband are.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and is your annual household income $25,000 a year, 25 to 40, 40 to 75, or over 75,000?
Over 75.
Over 75, okay. All right, ma'am, you currently employ full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, student, or currently unemployed?
Full-time.
Full-time. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, in terms of gender, do you consider yourself to be male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay, and do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
No.
Okay, not in the city limits of Odessa.
No, I live in Gardendale.
All right, ma'am, this concludes our survey. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.